For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and I share this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we both try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder, two books out on autism. I'm a co-author with Pamela Compart, who is a developmental pediatrician. The first one, the Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook, which is the ultimate guide to the gluten-free, casein-free diet. We're very excited. That book has been very successful. And then the ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook, and that's the cutting-edge biomedical approach to treating the underlying deficiencies and symptoms of ADHD and autism. So those are two books to think about in the autism ADHD world. Now, back to what we're going to talk about today. We have a wonderful guest today, and it's going to be a very interesting discussion, Dr. Chris Gilbert. And our subject is about healing strategies of an unconventional doctor. And I want to tell you a little bit about Dr. Gilbert. She's an MD, PhD, who has dedicated her career to treating symptoms and illnesses that other physicians haven't been able to address. Only by learning how to listen to your body will you be able to fix what ails you. And this is a quote from Dr. Gilbert. In her forthcoming book, The Listening Cure, Healing Secrets of an Unconventional Doctor, Dr. Gilbert, who has practiced medicine all over the world, from refugee camps during her time with Doctors Without Borders to UCLA Hospital. She explains her unique process for identifying the repressed emotions that may be the root of a multitude of symptoms. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think you have an interesting background. Could you fill our listeners in on a little bit more about your background and how you came to be interested and to find out about the listening cure? How'd you discover that?
Well, first, I want to say that I'm from a French origin. So I worked in Paris, France, and I also worked, as you said, for Doctors Without Borders in Africa and in Asia. And then I came to the States, and I worked in private practice in California. And everywhere I saw patients suffering from the same kind of problems, physical symptoms that are originally due to emotional problems and very likely stress. And I was asking myself, you know, how can I treat those patients? Because those patients come time and time again to their physicians asking for medications, and you give one kind of medications, but it doesn't solve the physical symptom. And then you give another type of medication, but then you get into side effects from those medications. And ultimately, there is a very simple way to address those problems, and I discovered this technique that is to give the body a voice. And I had the patients practice, and it's spectacular to see what happens once you bypass all the defense mechanisms of the mind to just go straight to the body and ask, you know, if your back had a voice, what would it say? If your pain had a voice, what would it say? So as I discovered, you know, more and more of that fascinating word that is happening inside of us, I continued exploring more and more, and that's why I wrote this book, The Listening Cure, in which I tell stories of patients, and I tell about my detective work of how to find the origin of their problem. And at the end of each chapter, there are practical exercises for the readers to explore their own body.
Well, this is fascinating, and I like your discussion about listening to the body and giving the body a voice. I think that's a really clear visual as to what you have been teaching people to do. And my understanding is that you're saying it doesn't matter whether it's headaches, back pain, obesity, fatigue, depression, etc., that you need to listen to your body. Can you give us some examples, for instance, you've written about in the book, of guiding patients through this? I think that would be really helpful, Dr. Gilbert.
Yes. Well, first I want to say that study shows at Kaiser that 80%, that's a high number, of primary care office visits are for symptoms, physical symptoms, that are due to emotional or behavioral problems. So I'll give an example of this patient, Anna, who came to my office because she was having a lot of bronchitis after one and after another, and I would give her antibiotics, but then 2 weeks later she would come down with something else, another sore throat or any kind of other infection. And I asked her, the key question is to ask, what happened just before the first event? So I asked her that question, and she said, well, just before I got sick the first time, I had a bad news. I discovered that my husband was having an affair. And I confronted him, and he apologized, and he said, oh, I'm going to end this affair tomorrow, and I love you so much. You're the only person I love, and you don't have anything to worry about. Everything will be fine, just like it was before. So what happened in Anna, in her, there were two parts. There were one part that listened to her husband and said, okay, that means I don't have to worry at all. I can relax. He said he loved me. Everything will be like before. Everything should be fine. But then the other part of her said, my gosh, what happened? I am so angry at him, and I am also sad. How could he have done this to me? And she started ruminating and thinking about this all the time. She couldn't work anymore. She was obsessed by that thought of her husband having had an affair. But those feelings stayed inside of her, were bottled in, there were nowhere to go. And that created a lot of stress because one part of her wanted to stay very well behaved at work and the other part of her wanted to explode. So what I did with her, I put a bunch of pills on my examination table. And I asked her to beat those pillows up or to target her anger towards those pillows, pretending those pillows were her husband. And she banged those pillows up and she screamed at those pillows from the bottom of her lungs. And that released her anger in a very safe way. And that allowed her to feel better and to have the mechanism of that is that when there's stress hormones and there's adrenaline being secreted and cortisol being secreted. And the cortisol is going to weaken the immune system. The people are going to be more prone to infections. So by expressing those emotions, there is a study done by Lieberman at UCLA that shows when we do fMRIs on people that the part of the brain, the limbic system that is responsible for emotions, lights up less when the negative emotions are verbalized. So that's what I did with her. I had her verbalize her negative emotions, and that decreased the emotional load, and that decreased her stress, and that allowed her to be less sick afterwards, because she didn't have to think about the event all the time. She had her anger out in a safe way. So that's an example of what I do.
And that's a good example, that instead of directing that negative energy inwardly, people can safely direct it outwardly. And I think your example was a really good one. And we want to expand this discussion in the second segment. I wanted to back up and say that what you are doing and teaching has not been a primary part of internal or family medicine traditionally. Are physicians starting to look more toward how the mind tricks us, and how the mind controls us, and how they can start being interested in what you're talking about, give the body a voice?
Yes, exactly. Well, your regular physician doesn't have also the time or the training to do this. They have just 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just to just enough time to examine you and put all the notes inside the computers and prescribe a medication and then get you out the door. This process takes a little longer time, not much longer, but a little longer, and a little bit of training, because the risk is that a Pandora's box can be open, and then emotions can be liberated in front of them, and then they don't know what to do with those emotions. So this book is also for physicians to tell them and to show them what is possible, and to show them that there is another way. I mean, it's okay to give medications, but to pile up medications on top of other medications, side effects on top of other side effects, facing, you know, the opioid epidemic that we're so much talking about those days, is not the answer. There is another answer, and that's find the reason why. What is the original, the primary reason why the person is sick? What did the body need that it didn't get? Because the body has needs.
Yes, and the body wants to scream at you about it, and that's what we need to listen to. And we will carry on this discussion in the next segment. I just want to remind those that have tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Chris Gilbert, and our subject is about healing strategies of an unconventional doctor. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's gear and sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning. Next week, please tune in for Kevin's discussion on integrative approaches to chronic pain, and that's certainly a timely subject. Now, today our guest is Dr. Chris Gilbert, and our subject is an interesting one. We've been talking about the healing strategies of an unconventional doctor, and we've also been talking about Dr. Gilbert's most interesting and stimulating, thought-provoking book, The Listening Cure, Healing Secrets of an Unconventional Doctor. So, Dr. Gilbert, let's continue with our discussion.
Yes, Dana, thank you. I was telling you that the body has needs, and it's fascinating to discover what those needs are, because very often we are not aware. It's our own body, but we're not aware that our back needs to stretch. Very often we're not aware of our stomach's needs or our legs' needs, that they need to walk also. And ultimately, we are married to our body. Our mind is married to our body. And we cannot get a divorce. We cannot say, oh, body, I don't want you anymore. I'm going to marry a younger body. That's going to be much better. That cannot be. We are stuck with our body. And it's just like a marriage. We need to listen to each other. And so we need to be aware of our body's needs, so that we can be balanced and so that our back doesn't give us pain or our legs don't give us restless leg syndrome, or so that our stomach doesn't bother us. So I love having patients tune into their body to see what kind of needs those bodies have.
Well, and you teach them to ask the questions, but also to hear the answers.
Exactly. Yeah. And we can do an exercise with you. Again, at the end of each chapter, I have an exercise that people can do. One of the exercises is be aware of your body. And we can do this exercise with you, Dana, right now, if you want. Is if your stomach had a voice right here, right now, what would it say? Like, would it say, I ate too much, or I'm empty, or I'm hungry, and the listeners can do the same exercise with us right now at the same time. So if your stomach had a voice, what would it say?
Well, right now it would say it is very comfortable. But having an injury about 2 weeks ago necessitated taking one of the NSAIDs. And I was very cautious about the effect on my stomach. And being in the complementary functional medicine arena, worked very hard to make sure my stomach wasn't paying a price. I wasn't totally successful, so I was aware from time to time, and my stomach was telling me, not so happy right now. But at this moment, it's a happy tummy.
So would you say that your stomach was telling you, oh, I don't want any anti-inflammatory. I know they're not good for me. I want healthy food. Was it telling you that?
It was telling me that what I was taking was causing a problem. And it's that dual edge that we get to. I'm loath to take medicines, but yes. Nerves that are inflamed and cause severe pain, sciatica is what I ended up with. I injured the nerve. Yes. They don't heal well. So yes. I used all of my nutritional topicals and supplements, and on top of that, used the anti-inflammatory with the hope that I would not need to stay on it, and I don't. I don't need it anymore. And that's a pretty amazing healing time for me, for somebody that's in their 70s. I'm amazed, and I also didn't break a hip or break a rib, which is also amazing. But I was listening very carefully to my body's areas of pain and paying attention and doing a lot of alternative hands-on healing techniques and listening to my stomach. So I had two areas of complaint to juggle.
Yes. And isn't it fascinating that sometimes the body, like your back at one point, I'm sure maybe needed to rest, right?
Yes.
It had a shock and it said, I need to rest. I need to lie down. I need to heal, right? And then at one point later, your back probably said that it was ready to move and to start exercising. Is that right?
Yes. And I was very strict about getting in a resting position as soon as I got the nagging message. Because you have that's the way you heal.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do what you're usually doing in those moments. You've got to heal.
Yes. And I want to say that sometimes physicians don't really know what's happening in our body, and they will tell us to do things that our body will say, no, 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 this is not right, this will not work. But we tend to listen to our physicians, and sometimes they're right, but sometimes they are not. And I think we need to really be aware of what our body really needs, and if that doesn't go along with what the physician recommends, and if that creates more pain, if the movement that is recommended to us creates more pain, then we have to listen to our body, because our body really knows best very often.
And I would imagine that there are many people that get used to ignoring the message from the body. You know, I've always observed that when you cut yourself, the first thing you do if you cut your arm is take your other hand and put it on the cut. Because I've always interpreted that as helping your body heal, not rejecting it.
And you know, you're absolutely right. And do you know why? It's because the first thing that your body needs is pressure. Whenever there is a shock anywhere, a cut or you bang your body against an angle, it needs pressure, strong pressure on the area that has been injured. And that stops the swelling, and that stops the bleeding, and that stops all the inflammatory reaction that would happen if you don't do that. So your body knows exactly what to do instinctively. And that's perfect. And that's what I teach my patients, actually, because you have 20-second maximum to do that. Right away you need to do that, because if you wait longer than 20 seconds, then the inflammatory cascade and the swelling cascade starts, and then you're going to have a swollen ankle, or you'll have a swollen finger. Whereas if you apply pressure right away, even before you apply the ice, because the pressure, you have it right now with yourself. If you do this right away, you'll have no swelling and everything will heal much, much faster.
Well, I've always believed that this is an instinctual behavior, because we do it automatically. Nobody said, by the way, when you cut yourself, take your hand and put your hand over it. It seems to me it's a natural response, and you've just explained the reason why and the importance of the pressure on that area. I also look at it as embracing and loving the area that is now injured. It's putting your body's healing energy into that cut or that area or that surgical, if you've had a surgical procedure. It's almost a form of blessing that part of the body and helping it to heal. I personally don't like the term fighting any disease, fighting MS, fighting cancer. I like to think of it not as a battle, but as a way of encouraging the body to heal itself in a positive manner. Now, that's just my opinion, but I do think it's a much more positive message to the body than to fight. Fighting is stressful.
I agree with you. And that brings me to my last chapter. I was actually not going to talk about my last chapter, but I'm going to, you're bringing it up. So I'm going to talk about it. And I talk about the fact that people that have, have cancer and they're having chemotherapy and radiation therapy and they're fighting against death. And they see death as an opponent. But I show them in this chapter that if they see death not as an opponent but as a friend, if death is by their side, they will befriend death, and death will show them that together we can, as with death, we can look at our life and appreciate it more. And because we don't appreciate every single second that we're living, everything we have, we tend to complain about and we tend to wish more, want more. But what we have is golden. And if we are thankful for what we have, if we're thankful for our health, if we're thankful for the way we have our world and our house and our car, then the stress will decrease. We'll appreciate every single moment more. We'll have much less adrenaline and cortisol going through our blood, and we'll be much, much healthier and happier. And to me, this is crucial.
Well, you've said this so beautifully and so elegantly, and it is a very different philosophy than what we are often hearing right now. And we're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment with more interesting information from you, Dr. Gilbert. And a reminder, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are here every Sunday morning. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on integrative approaches to chronic pain. This is an important and timely subject. Now, today our guest is Dr. Chris Gilbert, and we have been talking about her book, The Listening Cure, Healing Secrets of an Unconventional Doctor. And we've been talking about listening to the body, giving the body a voice. And Dr. Gilbert, can you summarize a little bit of what we've already covered for those that may not have had the opportunity to be with us from the beginning? And let's keep that conversation going forward.
Okay, thank you, Dana. Well, we covered the fact that 80% of primary care office visits are for symptoms that are physical, but that are due to emotional and or behavioral problems. And we talked about my ways of treating those, going to the origin of the problem, to the emotion that causes the physical symptom, and to express that emotion, not keep it inside, bottled in. And another subject could be pain. People that are in pain, I like to have them give their pain a voice. If their pain had a voice, what would it say? And what emotion would that pain be linked to? And by expressing the emotion, by expressing the way the pain can speak, it decreases the symptom of pain. It's a spectacular way of doing things. The expressing the pain can also be done through other means. It could be dancing the pain. It could be singing the pain. Once upon a time, I myself was in intense pain. And what I did, I went to my car every day, and I sang my pain. I created lyrics and scores that would match my emotions, and that was incredible, and that lessened my pain. But people can write their pain, write their symptom in a book. That's actually the reason why I published my previous book, memoir. It's a memoir. It's called The French Stethoscope. Just writing is extremely cathartic. And drawing. Sometimes I ask my patients to draw whatever comes to their mind, because their mind usually has defense mechanisms, but when they draw, we bypass those defense mechanisms. And I ask them to give a voice to what they drew, and that brings out emotions that were hidden, and that is very spectacular, too.
You know, that's you've given us so much fascinating information, and I am an educator in autism. It's one of the areas that I focus on in nutrition. And we ask the children to draw and color. And as they improve, their drawings improve. They use brighter colors. The pictures look happier. Now, this will even work with a child that's very young, but can scratch colors on or non-colors or black on the page. And it has always fascinated me that as they're improving, there is more lightness and color to what they do. And you just nailed it with what you told us.
Exactly. And I have one chapter on drawing where I talk about a little boy who had belly pain, and how I managed to find out the origin of his belly pain just by asking him to draw whatever came to his mind. It's spectacular, especially for kids. But you can do this exercise yourself. I mean, and the listeners can do this too. They can draw whatever comes to their mind and then give the whatever they drew a voice and express the feeling that goes with the drawing. And afterwards, after they expressed all this, ask them to draw this again, and you will find that the drawing will be a little different. It will be brighter. It will be fuller. It will be more balanced. And as they express more and more of what's inside, the drawing will change. And I find that fascinating because it's access to the unconscious, and the unconscious is so rich. And it's untapped. We don't know what is there in the unconscious. We know ourselves very little because of our upbringing. Our parents always told us, I mean, this is what you should do. This is what you should not do. No, 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 you cannot do this. But they didn't say, oh, what are you feeling inside? Where is that feeling coming from? And that's what I want to teach people and parents to do. Let the children explore what they are feeling inside and have access at an early age to their unconscious, because this way they will develop skills in their adult life that will protect them against medical problems.
And I like that you mentioned singing and dancing. And I'm reminded of that phrase, sing like no one is listening, dance like no one is watching, and love like you can't get hurt. I have that posted, because it is interesting how music, singing, and dancing take us away from our problems. And I can see that it takes us away from our pain.
It takes us away from our pain, and also it allows us to tap into this unconscious part of us that is so rich. The pain is very focused and dull, but what is inside is so rich and colorful, and we never have permission to express that. If we have permission to express that, then it's beautiful. It creates beautiful scores. And even if you don't know music, you've never learned music, try it. An experiment that is really interesting is also, if you don't know how to play the piano, sit, and if you don't know music, sit in front of a piano and play it. Imagine that your fingers know how to play it. And you will see that by letting go, you will play beautiful scores. You will play beautiful music. There is an inner part of us that that is longing to be explored and expressed. And singing is the same way. Just sing, even if you don't know how to sing, just sing as if nobody was listening. And you'll see that at the beginning it might not be, you know, very harmonious, but then the more you do it, the more harmonious it's going to be and the more liberating it's going to be. And it's going to be a drug, maybe, and I like this drug better than opioid drugs.
Yes, definitely. And what comes to mind is this, the mind-body medicine, which Candace Pert put on the map. She was a graduate student, and she discovered the neurotransmitters. She jokingly named them the Hoffman-LaRoche receptors. And she made this amazing discovery, and she coined the term mind-body medicine, mind-body, body-mind. It also grew into psychoneuroendocrinology, immunology. They've expanded the term over time. And that was really heretical at that time. A lot of people were doubting what she was trying to say. And this is what you're talking about, how repressed emotions can lead to physical problems.
Yes, exactly. When we repress our emotions, everything gets small, get bottled in. We get into jail, prison, and we want to get out, but we want to be well-behaved. So there is a tug of war between two parts of ourselves, the one that wants us to remain well-behaved and low-key, and the one that wants to explode. And with my patients, that's what I do. I ask them to express both parts, because it's interesting to see the inner battle that's inside very much each of us, really. But to express it like a melodramatic play and see what is really happening inside of us.
Yes, and this is such an important area to explore. And what I'm understanding is that your book, The Listening Cure, The Healing Secrets of an Unconventional Doctor, you are guiding people on how they can listen to their bodies, make that connection. What is the emotional connection? What happened prior to that? And what I'd like to do is carry this part of the conversation into our final segment, because I think it's really important to cover. And just a reminder, if you have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We will be right back with more interesting information from Dr. Chris Gilbert.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning. And next week, please tune in for Kevin's timely discussion on integrative approaches to chronic pain. Now, we're addressing pain today as well. We've been talking with Dr. Chris Gilbert, and our subject is about healing strategies of an unconventional doctor. And I want to remind you about her book, The Listening Cure, The Healing Secrets of an Unconventional Doctor. And we've been talking about how repressed emotions lead to physical problems. And we've talked that it's not really something that most traditional physicians have training in or time for, because it does take time. So, Dr. Gilbert, could we talk a little bit more about, we've talked about people learning what happened prior to their pain, their discomfort, their depression, headaches, fatigue, whatever symptoms that they're showing, GI symptoms, muscular symptoms, that it varies among people, and trying to identify what emotion was linked to it. We have also been dealing with abuse in the media now, and some people not remembering what happened and some people remembering. So how does a blocked memory affect our health, and how can people identify that?
Well, when we block a memory, there's a part of us that wants to express the memory and the other part of us that wants to block it. So it creates inner stress, and it creates a cascade of neurotransmitters. It creates a cascade of adrenaline and cortisol, and the cortisol, again, gets us more prone to infections and less prone to heal in a fast way. Adrenaline will give us a higher heart rate, it gives us vasoconstriction. So vasoconstriction can lead to more strokes or more heart attacks. It's not healthy for our heart. It's not healthy for our body in general. Stress is not healthy. So when this happens, when we are children, for example, or young adults, we get lost because we don't know how to deal with that. Nobody taught us how to deal with that. And we tend to completely shut off one part of us. And then we cannot enjoy life the way we can. Because if we shut off the part that has pain, we're going to also shut off the part that has pleasure. So we're not going to be able to enjoy all the good moments of life as much. So it's got deep roots. And when there's been sexual abuse, for example, the women that have been sexually abused are going to tell you that they cannot enjoy sex very much anymore, even with a loving partner, because they've blocked everything. And that's so important, to be able to enjoy every single moment, because the more pleasure you get, the more good hormones you get in your body, the more endorphins you get in your body, and the healthier you are.
Yes, and that makes logical sense. It certainly is logical, and I'm glad that you were able to cover that for us. You talked about drawing and singing and dancing and playing the piano, whether or not you actually know how to play the piano, using music, and walking in nature. Can you expand on that for us?
Walking in nature is exploring the unconscious part of us. And again, it's just like drawing. When the mind gets in action, it's got a lot of mechanisms that is protecting us and defense mechanisms, and we can't have access to what is really inside of us. So when we walk in nature, and that's the question I ask to people, when you walk in nature, what are your eyes drawn to? Let's see. You're in a park. Are you going to be drawn to a flower or the grass or a tree? Or what kind of tree? Or if you're at the beach, are you going to be drawn to the ocean or to the sand? Some people, it's very interesting that some people will be drawn to a butterfly, for example. But other people, and I recount in one of my chapters, because there is a chapter on walking in nature, this young man was drawn to a tree that was brown. It was like a dying tree. And whatever the people are drawn to is usually similar to one part of them. So that meant that that there was one part of him that was maybe dying. So I explored that and asked him to talk as if he was the tree. What was he imagining the tree was dying from? What was he imagining happened to the tree? And by giving the tree a voice, it allowed me to get more into his unconscious, what was deeply happening inside of him. And it turned out that it was, he felt guilty because his parents died in a car accident, and he felt that it was his fault. So we brought this up and we explored that just because of that walk in the park. And that gave us the origin of his depression and chronic fatigue. And we were able to address that and treat that just by that walk in the park. But it's a fascinating thing that I do myself also from time to time, and I recommend you to do this because you will discover very hidden things about yourself if you take this walk wherever you want to do, in a park or close by, see what you're drawn to and talk as if you were that particular thing. It's spectacular what you will discover.
It certainly is, and I'm glad you covered that. You also talk about inner group therapy. Can you describe that for us and let the listeners know how that can be helpful?
Well, we are made of different organs, and every organ has needs that we're not aware of. Our back has needs, our mouth has needs, our stomach has needs. So I give a patient, one of my patients was Mary, and she was overweight, and I asked her to give each part of her body a voice. So she gave her mouth a voice. The mouth said, "Oh, I love donuts and I love cheesecake and salty food and all those sweets. This is so good." And then I asked her to give her stomach a voice. And the stomach said, "Oh, I'm so anxious if I don't eat. I need food in me all the time." And then when her bowel had a voice, the bowel said, "Oh, I have so much gas. I'm about to explode. I'm in pain." And her back, when it had a voice, it said, "Oh, I'm carrying 100 pounds on me at every single moment, and I'm in pain. It's too heavy." And her knees, when they had the voice, they said, "You know, we're bone against bone because we're carrying too much weight, we're in pain. By giving the different organs a voice and by separating each organ, we had a clear picture as if we were in a play again. I come from a theatrical background also. I like acting. And by giving each body part a voice, it gives us a play that is very entertaining of everything that's inside of us. And then when she gave her mind a voice, the mind says that she was anxious all the time and really, really needed food. Otherwise, she was having thoughts that were disturbing. So the key thing was there to ask what kind of disturbing thoughts and where is the answer, and to bring what I call an inner mediator, a part of us that is completely neutral, that can see the big picture of what's happening in all the body parts and mediate and see which ones are in pain, which ones are anxious, and how can we solve the problem the best for each body part.
This is excellent information. What I'm understanding is that you're very specific in the book so that people can use your book and really guide themselves through this process.
Yes, they can. And it's a very different book. It's a book like they've never read before. Again, the exercises, I think, are eye-opening and will help them know more about themselves, discover more of their hidden powers in a way, and will show them that sometimes they can know more than their physician. And they can explain to their physician what's happening inside their body, because the physician really doesn't know. And everybody is different. It's not one size fits all, is that? And that's what's fascinating in each of us, is that we're unique, with unique needs that are very different than our neighbor's needs.
Very good. Well, I do appreciate deeply what you've shared with us and the name of your book. Where can people obtain the book?
It's on Amazon. It's also in Barnes & Noble and independent bookstores, and it's in ebook and hardcover, softcover. So it's available pretty much everywhere.
Good, good. Well, thank you, Dr. Gilbert, for being on the show and giving us such interesting new information and good information.
Thank you so much, Dana, for having me.
And listeners, before we sign off, I wanted to remind you about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. It's a long title, but it tells you exactly what's in the book. I also want to remind you about the Neurological Health Foundation that has the Healthy Child Guide. This is a website that I have been a scientific advisor for and contributor. This is all about the first 9 months are so important in a developing child, what to do, specific tests to ask for, a lot of good information. I urge you to go to the site, neurologicalhealth.org, or if you just Google Healthy Child Guide, you will be taken to the site. Lots of good information. I call it the best preconception, prenatal site that you will find. Good information. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.